Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 991. Stop wasting your time on these healthy eating habits. And Are False Choices Holding You Back? Both by Dominique Alessi of DominiqueAlessi.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Oh, and hey, May the 4th be with you. I'm a self-proclaimed nerd, but I'm actually not a Star Wars or Star Trek superfan. But it's still fun to acknowledge these commonly observed days in nerddom. Heck, I can't wait till Batman Day comes around again. And yes, I've heard the release date of the next Batman film has been pushed back. Darn you, coronavirus. All right, enough of that. Back to today's episode. Now again, I have two posts for you today, so let's get right to them and start optimizing your life. Stop wasting your time on these healthy eating habits by Dominique Alessi of DominiqueAlessi.com. When I was just starting out as a project manager, one of the most impactful things I learned, both to be more effective in my job and to reduce my own stress, was the distinction between high leverage and low leverage tasks. A high leverage task is one in which the input yields a disproportionately large output, a task with a big bang for the buck, as they say. If you've ever heard of the 80-20 rule, the principle is the same: small input, large output. This idea tends to come up a lot in the workplace, where we are primed to focus on productivity, returns on investment, and maximization and efficiency. But it can also be applied to healthy eating. If you're trying to improve your eating habits, incorporating more veggies into your diet will get you much farther than finding, say, naturally flavored alternatives to your favorite artificially flavored candies. In my opinion, some of the most high-leverage healthy eating-related efforts are 1. Learning to cook. Take a class or watch a video or just experiment on your own and empower yourself to cook healthy meals for yourself and others for the rest of your life. 2. Drinking water. So many health issues, from headaches to irritability to food cravings, are the result of dehydration. 3. Minimizing consumption of processed food. There is virtually universal agreement that eating too much processed food negatively impacts health. And 4. Eating more fruits and vegetables. On the flip side, there is virtually universal agreement that eating fruits and veggies positively impacts health. Whether you're looking to lose weight, prevent disease, reduce pain, improve your mood, increase your energy, or the like. Now, this is in contrast to things like finding meals and snacks with the optimal ratio of carbohydrates, protein, and fat. Well, useful perhaps if you're targeting 6% body fat, but otherwise unnecessary. And things like counting every calorie consumed. This is helpful as a short-term strategy for increasing awareness and monitoring eating habits, but generally a low leverage burden in the long run. And then there's keeping up with and deciphering food label wording. The fewer processed foods you eat, the less you have to deal with always changing, purposefully misleading food labels. And then there's spending hours reading nutrition research papers. The fundamentals, meaning more unprocessed foods, especially fruits and veggies, aren't going to change, so focus on that first. Importantly, the leverage of a given effort is dependent on what your goals are and where you're at in your journey. A low leverage task for me might be high leverage for someone else, and a low leverage task for me today might be high leverage in the future. The key is to identify what initiatives are high leverage for you at this moment in time and according to your goals. This isn't to say that low leverage tasks don't have their place. Sometimes we want to go all in, not just most of the way. But with millions of things to tinker with in the healthy eating space, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and disillusioned. Identifying your high leverage efforts can be a powerful way to avoid burnout while ensuring you're making measurable progress towards a happier, healthier you. Are False Choices Holding You Back? By Dominique Alessi of DominiqueAlessi.com. I've been thinking a lot lately about the idea of a false choice, a choice between two things that you assume are mutually exclusive, but really aren't. As an example, you might say, I can go to the gym, or I can go to my doctor's appointment. Even if the doctor's appointment conflicts with your normal gym time, you can go to the gym before or after the appointment. The choice between the gym and the appointment is a false choice. Most commonly, false choices crop up when we're trying to adopt new habits, like going to the gym. They act as convenient excuses to avoid the activity we don't really feel like doing. But they can also appear in broader belief systems and behavior patterns. Here are a few examples of ones I've been pondering. You can view food as fuel, or you can view food as pleasure. False choice. You can treat food as fuel part of the time and food as pleasure for special occasions. You can live an ambitious life, or you can live a simple life. False choice. You can live ambitiously in some areas of your life and simply in others. You can love and respect your body, or you can want to change your body. False choice. You can love and respect your body and still want to tone up or lose weight. You can be grateful, or you can want more. False choice. You can be grateful for what you have and still want more out of life. You can accept who you are, or you can change yourself. False choice. You can accept and love yourself and also challenge yourself to change and to grow. You just listened to the posts titled, Stop Wasting Your Time on These Healthy Eating Habits, and Are False Choices Holding You Back? Both by Dominique Alessi of DominiqueAlessi.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I really like that Dominique addressed this either-or trap we often fall into. She's so right. We can be happy with who we are at this very moment and want to improve ourselves at the same time. As human beings, we are lucky enough to be able to hold two different thoughts in our heads at the same time. So yes, feel and express gratitude as often as you can, but also know that it's okay to want better for yourself. Now, I also want to mention something about reading food labels. Dominique was again right in that we don't want to spend too much time at the market deciphering food labels, especially during these days of quarantine and social distancing. If we have to make a trip to the store, we probably don't want to dawdle and stare at each and every food label to make sure it meets the nutrition goals we have set for ourselves. Instead, here's an easy trick. When looking at the food label, ask yourself, does this product have more than 5 ingredients listed? If the answer is yes, then you can be pretty confident in the fact that it has a number of additives and preservatives. And so if one of your goals is to consume fewer additives and preservatives, maybe pick something else. And of course, you can save a bunch of time in the produce section. Fresh fruits and veggies don't have any food labels. Nothing to decipher there. That's because we know that they are already a smart purchase. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.